We go on in the book of Maccabees and tell about this heroic family and how they're part of the whole history, you know, of the Jewish people, these Maccabee brothers. I'm not sure these were Maccabees. And then we have this story, this parable. Why do you think Jesus keeps telling parables like this? There's just another one. We get a lot like these, right? What do you trade? Do something. Get, because he wants us to bear fruit. You know, it cost him a lot to bring us into divine grace. And he wants us to go out and tell everybody about it, each in his own or her own way, but produce fruit. So we have these parables, and this is perhaps the most dramatic one. How do we bear fruit? How do we do this, you see? Well, we invest and trade and deal with the Word of God. We tell people about the Lord, and we want our own life to be bearing fruit. So we take time to pray. We take time to pay attention to the Lord and to work. This is amazing, isn't it? The story is about a guy who worked hard, took that number 10 of... Nobody knows anymore how much those things are worth, but he gave them, you know, 10 gold coins. Well, let's say each one is worth maybe $2,000 now. So he's got $20,000. So what are you going to do with it? Work with it. Get something from it. Be a good business person. Except now, what you have to do is let the Holy Spirit change you so our Lord gets a return on his investment. And bring other people into this mercy. You know, the church is not a holiness club. You know, it's the body of Christ on earth. And so this, and there are others like it, but this clear parable about, suppose the guy with one had been really shrewd. He could have made 100. Boy, wouldn't, and the 100 is what? Well, it's not just money. It's lives. You know, it's bearing fruit, bringing people to the Lord to be saved, to know him, to have an eternal life waiting for them. All because we preach to them. Not all because, you know, the Lord had something to do with it. But you see, he's saying, I've called you, I bless you, I feed you on my word, I feed you on my body and blood. Now I want a return on my investment. I want to see you holy, transformed, and preaching the gospel any way you want. Now we give it a best shot. You know, how many people right from this chapel on Mondays go over there and pray and bear witness that abortion is murder? How many children who are alive now because they went over there and did that? I don't even know. Somebody must know what the count is, but whatever it is, it's... How many? About 20? 120. 120. Isn't that great? Huh? So, you can tell the Lord, right? You gave us this chance, and we made 120. Isn't that great? In other words, we've been so privileged, we just can't go on like everybody else. We have to help everybody else go along like we do, by the mercy of God. Anyway, that's the end of that. But we're going to pray over Margaret. Pompey, you want to do it now or at the end of Mass? At the end. Do you want to tell people what you're going to do?
You want me to do that at the end?
Yeah, let's do that at the end as well. So don't go. You know, run out. Okay. So let's stand and pray.